This series by UBS is presented by Automated Voices and may include adaptive narration.
Welcome to the CIO House View Daily, bringing you the latest market developments and investment insights. I'm Christopher Swan from the UBS Chief Investment Office. It's Friday, the 4th of September, and the time is 7 a.m. in New York. Global equity markets are broadly higher today. At the latest US close, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq gained 1.1% and 1.2% respectively. In Europe, the Stoxx Europe 600 rose 0.5%, while Switzerland's SMI added 20 bips. In Asia, the Nikkei 225 advanced 1.3%. In foreign exchange, the euro buys 1.16 US dollars, while the dollar buys 0.81 Swiss francs. The US 10-year Treasury yield stands at 4.76%, down 2 basis points. Brent crude is down 0.5% at $95 a barrel, while gold is unchanged at $4,492 an ounce. And that's all for the market update. Now, let's take a more detailed look at the latest developments. Turning to today's main topic, rhetoric from Federal Reserve officials has become increasingly hawkish in recent weeks. Fed Chair Kevin Warsh's central message from his Jackson Hole speech was straightforward. If inflation does not continue to improve at a satisfactory speed, higher interest rates would become the most likely policy response. He also largely dismissed the recent moderation in inflation data and the softer July labour market report. In response, market implied odds of a September rate hike rose sharply. The upcoming payroll and consumer price index reports will be viewed as tests of whether this shift toward greater policy tightening is appropriate and likely to continue. Consensus expects US payroll growth released on the 4th of September to rebound to around 50,000 in August, after employment fell by 23,000 in July. Consensus also expects US core consumer price inflation released on the 11th of September to rise by 0.2% month on month and around 2.5% year over year. On Thursday, in comments that were more dovish than before, Governor Waller implied that a monthly core personal consumption expenditures reading of 0.3% or less would be sufficient for him to recommend leaving rates unchanged at the next meeting. In our view, the Fed's decision is finely balanced. In our base case, the underlying drivers of our investment outlook remain constructive, including AI-related capital spending, broad earnings growth, and resilient economic activity. US growth expands at around 2% in 2026, close to trend, while inflation eases gradually from current levels, potentially enabling the Fed to keep rates on hold. Yet, from an investment perspective, the key question is not simply whether the Fed hikes or holds, but the backdrop against which it acts. A rate hike accompanied by slower than desired progress on disinflation, while growth indicators remain solid, has different implications from a hike accompanied by persistent inflation and muted growth. Our recent House View monthly publication, On the Ball, outlined both possibilities. In one scenario, called AI liftoff, the US economy grows at an above-trend rate of between 2.5% and 3% in both 2026 and 2027, while inflation stays above target. In this scenario, we believe the Fed would raise interest rates up to 3 times as the Federal Open Market Committee revises its estimate of productivity growth higher. This would be a comparatively constructive form of rate increases, as stronger AI-related investment and productivity expectations support economic growth, employment, and corporate profits. In a second scenario called a Fed policy test, the Fed could raise interest rates twice in response to inflation proving sticky while growth remains muted. This would be a less favorable form of tightening. If inflation stays sticky while growth loses momentum, higher rates could pressure consumers and companies. Looking ahead to the data releases, evidence of stronger demand in the August labor report would represent a move toward our upside scenario. This would include private sector jobs growth of more than 50,000 and an unemployment rate remaining around 4.1% or lower. Meanwhile, hotter than expected inflation could indicate that we are moving toward the more adverse scenario, particularly if it is accompanied by weak payroll growth. An example would be jobs growth of 20,000 or less, alongside an increase in the unemployment rate to 4.2% or higher. When it comes to investing, our monthly letter reminded investors of Warsh's mantra to watch the ball, not the referee. Market volatility surrounding any change in Fed policy could provide an opportunity to put that into action. Investors should review their current and target asset allocations and prepare to use market moves around upcoming data releases and the Fed announcement to bring allocations closer to target. This could include buying potential dips in equities, provided earnings prospects remain strong, taking advantage of elevated yields on medium to long duration quality bonds, reducing excess dollar holdings when the currency strengthens, or using dips in gold to build a longer-term portfolio hedge. For equities, we believe the key issue will not be whether the Fed raises rates, but the backdrop against which it does so. Tightening accompanied by stronger growth, AI investment, employment, and profits would likely remain consistent with a supportive environment for risk assets, even if markets experience some short-term choppiness. We continue to position for upside in equities and favor AI, power and resources, and longevity. All three should benefit from stronger investment, productivity gains, and structural growth. At the same time, we remain watchful for potential headwinds from tightening against a backdrop of sticky inflation and weaker growth. Turning to bonds, higher expectations for Fed rates have contributed to rising bond yields in recent days. Elevated AI-related debt issuance and concerns about US debt affordability have also increased risk premiums. If the Fed moves onto a rate hiking path, the relative advantage of short duration bonds over cash would likely narrow. Investors could still earn attractive income from short duration bonds, but the potential for capital gains would be more limited, and further upward repricing of the expected policy path could weigh on returns. As a result, we would no longer recommend that investors lock in yields on short to medium duration bonds as an alternative to cash. At the same time, we believe attractive portfolio diversification opportunities may be opening in the medium to long duration part of the yield curve, given the recent increase in yield. This part of the market may ultimately benefit if Fed tightening reinforces confidence in the central bank's commitment to controlling inflation, reduces longer-term inflation expectations, or slows economic growth. Medium to long maturity high quality bonds could therefore offer both attractive income and useful portfolio diversification against an adverse growth outcome. The important caveat is that entry points should be assessed carefully given continued uncertainty around term premiums, government financing requirements, and inflation. For example, higher for longer rates at the short end of the yield curve could worsen concerns about US debt affordability as the United States has aggressively shortened its funding profile. The impact on emerging market bonds and high-yield debt would also depend on the backdrop against which the Fed is raising rates. If tightening is accompanied by stronger growth, credit spreads are likely to remain compressed. But if the Fed raises rates in response to a more negative combination of inflation and growth, this could prompt some spread widening. Current index-level yields provide investors with a sizable cushion against negative total returns. Even so, selectivity remains important, as issuer-specific risks could drive differences in performance. As for the US dollar, a more hawkish Fed would likely support the currency initially, particularly if policy divergence with other central banks widens and US growth remains comparatively strong. Again, the nature of that support would depend on the backdrop behind the rate increases. Tightening amid strong growth could sustain the dollar for longer through stronger capital flows and relative economic performance. By contrast, inflation-led tightening alongside weaker growth would present a more mixed outlook, as higher yields may begin to compete with concerns about fiscal sustainability and the longer-term economic outlook. Turning to gold, higher real interest rates and a stronger dollar could create near-term headwinds. But this effect may be offset if the Fed is responding primarily to persistent inflation, geopolitical uncertainty, or concerns about fiscal and monetary credibility. We therefore continue to view gold primarily as a portfolio hedge and diversifier, rather than as a tactical expression of the Fed's next decision. More broadly, commodities can potentially provide both a structural source of return and diversification in scenarios where energy disruption or renewed inflation challenges equities and bonds. Electrification, rising power demand, AI infrastructure investment, and constrained supply support the longer-term outlook for the asset class. The bottom line is that investors should not mistake a potential change in Fed rates for a change in the investment outlook. The same forces supporting our constructive view on markets, particularly AI investment, resilient growth, strong employment, and healthy profits, may now be contributing to a more hawkish Fed. The important question is not whether rates move higher, but the backdrop against which they do so. A Fed responding to economic strength is very different from a Fed responding to inflation problems. For portfolios, that distinction matters far more than the next policy meeting. Looking ahead to the 7th of September, the focus will be on German industrial output for July and UK house prices for August. And that's it for today. I'm Christopher Swan from the UBS Chief Investment Office, and we look forward to bringing you the latest update tomorrow.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.